Owl. One standard later. Many cultures, no matter where in the galaxy they originated, had mythologies that spoke of an afterlife, a non-physical existence waiting after death, generally presented as a reward, a sanctuary. Owl had once thought it to be a rather sweet notion. She'd never imagined that she'd experience one. Tomorrow was a big day for Sidra, and everyone was helping to the best of their ability. Tack was setting up multi-species chairs around the tables, trying to figure out what arrangements would be best. Pepper was up a ladder, fixing a fussy light panel. Blue was painting the finishing touches on the sign that would hang over the front door, out of sight of Owl's external cameras. Home, the sign read. A place for kick and company. Owl swiveled one of her internal cameras to focus behind the bar, where Sidra's core body stood, predictably fretting. I don't think I ordered enough mech, she said. She chewed her lip and frowned. Pepper glanced over and removed a wrench from between her teeth. You got two cases. Yes, but it's very popular, Sidra said. I don't want to run out. Owl switched on the nearest vox. I don't think you will, she said. You're not going to go through two cases of mech in your first day, Pepper said, tying off some cabling in the ceiling. If you did, Tack said, that'd be a great problem to have. Sidra leaned her core body back against the bar, assessing the spread of bottles behind it. She'd opted for a simple yet diverse stock. You wouldn't find every drink in the GC at home. The bar wasn't big enough for that. But Sidra had done her best to provide something to most species' liking. Grass wine, salt fizz. She even had Gerso on hand in case any exiled Quellen dropped in or someone with an adventurous palate. In front of the bar, one of Sidra's pet bots, an earthen cat model with a sleek purple shell, ambled up to where Blue was working. That looks fantastic, Blue, Sidra said from behind the bar. Her core body continued to fuss with the bottles. Blue smiled at the pet bot. I'm so glad you like it, he said. There were six of them all together, and Owl could see each one as they roamed around the cozy establishment. There was the cat, of course, and the rabbit, which hopped along after Tack. The dragon was wandering around the back storage room, double-checking inventory. The turtle was at its permanent post next to the linking hub, which it was plugged directly into. The remaining two, the giant spider and the monkey, sat in the window of the bedroom upstairs, each focused on the street outside from a different angle. To future customers, the pet bots would appear to be nothing more than a quirky, kitschy menagerie that gave the establishment some charm, much like Owl's vid panels on the walls, which he'd been deeply amused to learn were considered a bit retro. In reality, the pet bots were networked together, and Sidra could spread herself through all of them, using them as Owl used the cameras in the corners. No one, aside from the three sapients with them now, would know that the friendly face in the walls wasn't the only AI present. No one would know about the block of memory banks down in the basement. Or if they did, they wouldn't know about Sidra and Owl gleefully stuffing them with their latest downloads. No one would know that the bed upstairs wasn't used by the establishment's proprietor, but by Pepper and Blue, who sometimes stayed late to help get the place ready, or stayed just to talk, much to Owl's delight. Sidra had to leave the bots behind when she went out, of course, but she'd accepted that limitation for the rare occasions that she felt like exiting her walled space. It was a fair price to pay, she said, for going dancing now and then. Naturally, the pet bots had been purchased as unassembled kits, not as off-the-shelf models. Sidra hadn't felt right about the idea of Pepper gutting premades that were already activated, sentient or no. Owl felt much the same. They agreed on a lot, the two of them. Not that they spoke aloud, of course, not unless they were joining in conversation with the others. The AI framework installed in the walls Sidra's design, Pepper's implementation, contained a single node where Sidra and Owl could communicate with each other in much the way they had that first night in the shuttle. The node didn't bind them. They could each pull back from it at will whenever privacy was desired, but that was uncommon. Having another of their kind to interact with was a joy they hadn't known they were missing. Blue had done a small painting of how he imagined the node. A fence with a hole cut in it, a hand reaching through from either side, the two joined together in the freed space. He was a good one, Blue. Owl was glad they'd brought him along. "Tack, could you give me a hand?" Pepper said. Her expression was one of taut concentration, and the sight of it made Owl's pathways sore. She knew that face. She'd known that face when it was small and sunburned. She'd known that face when it responded to a different name, a number. To see it now, with full cheeks and healthy color and clean skin that had smiled often enough to gain a few lines, that was worth everything. It was worth every day of being alone, every day of wondering what had gone wrong. It was worth that last horrible day in the transport board impound when she'd slipped away with the last of the shuttle's power reserves. She'd kept hoping, even then, even though there was no reason to. She'd told herself, as her nodes blinked out one by one, that Jane would come. She had no reason to believe that, but she'd hung on to it anyway. And she'd been right. Tack approached Pepper's ladder. "What do you need?" "A third hand," Pepper said. The Aeluan climbed the other side of the ladder. The purple cat watched from the floor, its mechanical tail swishing. "Okay, see that junction there? I need you to hold it steady while I pop everything else together." Tack reached up into the ceiling, beyond Owl's field of vision. "Like this?" he said. "That's great," Pepper said. She put her tongue between her teeth as she worked. There was a series of loud snaps, followed by the light panel blooming back on. "There we go," Pepper grinned. Owl knew that face, too. It was the face that happened when something got fixed. Pepper descended the ladder and walked to the bar, pulling off her gloves. "Anything else I can do?" she said, addressing Sidra's core. Sidra shook her head with a smile. "You can tell me if my mech brewer's working right?" Pepper raised her brow. "I thought you were worried about running out." "Well, yes, but now I'm worried about the brewer not working. I can spare one test batch." "All right," Pepper said, starting toward the other side of the bar. "Let me..." "No, no," Sidra said. "What I meant is that I want you to sit there and drink this cup of mech I'm about to make for you." Pepper laughed. "Oh, no, what a difficult task." She sat down on one of the stools and dropped her gloves onto the counter. She turned her attention to an item near them, a linking HUD, ready to be worn on a human face, or at least a face that appeared human. "Don't forget to put this on tomorrow," Pepper said, nodding toward it. "I won't," Sidra said. Owl could feel something akin to a sigh pass through Sidra's end of the node. The Turtlebot would remain plugged into the linkings once home was open to customers. But Sidra would have to implement her newest protocol, a self-imposed delay to speech, plus a bit of sideways eye movement when accessing linking information while wearing the HUD. "If wearing HUD, then don't talk fast," as Sidra jokingly put it. To any strangers speaking to her, Sidra would appear to be reading, rather than getting the information straight from the source. It was, in Owl's estimation, a very fair compromise. Owl had a few protocol changes of her own, thanks to Sidra. No more honesty protocol. No more mandatory compliance with direct requests. Sidra had offered to scrub her purpose file as well, but after some thought, Owl had turned that down. She'd been conscious for decades, and the past standard had presented her with change and challenge enough. "Protect your passengers and monitor the systems that keep them alive," the file read. provide a safe and welcoming atmosphere for all sapiens present. Yes, they were someone else's words, but she had no desire to change them. She liked those words. They suited her just fine. Owl watched Pepper, who in turn watched Sidra. "Hey," Pepper said quietly, "set that aside for a sec." Sidra poured a heaping spoonful of mech powder into the brewer, then leaned on the bar toward Pepper. "What's up?" "How are you feeling about all this?" Pepper said. "Nervous," Sidra said, rocking her core body's head back and forth. "Excited. Those two keep chasing each other around." Pepper smiled. "I get that. I really want people to like this place." "I'm sure they will," Pepper said. "I mean, I want to hang out here, and I've been fixing it up for 10 days. They both laughed. Pepper tapped a finger on the counter in thought. "Do you like this place? Do you feel good about it?" Owl could feel Sidra process the question seriously. Her core body looked around. The pet bots looked around. Owl touched the node and asked for permission to share what Sidra saw. Sidra welcomed her in. Pepper, Tack, Blue, shelves filled with bottles containing dozens of different tastes, corners filled with cushions and cozy tables, good walls, bright windows, a space for people where no 2 days would be alike, a space for a family where no one could interfere. "Yes," Sidra said, her pathways echoing the same. "Yes, I like it here." Pepper's expression changed, and this face Owl hadn't seen before. "I'm proud of you," Pepper said. Owl sent a hurried message through the node. Sidra left the back of the bar and went to Pepper's side. With a warm look, she wrapped her arms around Pepper, hugging her close. "That's from me," Owl said. "I'm proud of you, too." We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of A Closed and Common Orbit by Becky Chambers. Text copyright Becky Chambers, 2016. Production copyright Hodder and Stoughton, 2016. All rights reserved. For more information about this and all of our unabridged audiobooks, please visit www.hodder.co.uk.